Heather the Violet Fairy by Daisy Meadows. Read by Sophia Miles.
Cold winds blow and thick ice form. I conjure up this fairy storm. To seven corners of the mortal world, the rainbow fairies will be hurled. I curse every part of fairyland with a frosty wave of my icy hand. For now and always from this fateful day, fairyland will be cold and grey.
All the rainbow fairies are together except one. The fairies will never get their rainbow magic back without Heather, the Violet Fairy. Message on a kite.
I can't believe this is the last day of our holiday, said Rachel Walker.
She gazed up at her kite as it rose in the clear blue sky. Kirsty Tate watched the purple kite soar above the field beside Mermaid Cottage.
But we still have to find Heather, she reminded Rachel.
Jack Frost's wicked spell had banished the seven rainbow fairies to Rainspell Island. And without the rainbow fairies, Fairyland had no colour. Kirsty and Rachel had already found Ruby, Amber, Saffron Fern, Sky and Izzy. Now there was just Heather the Violet Fairy left to find. Rachel felt the kite tug on its string. She looked up. Something violet and silver flashed at the end of the kite's long tail.
Look up there, she shouted.
Kirsty shaded her eyes with her hand.
What is it? Do you think it's a fairy? She asked.
I'm not sure, Rachel said, winding in the string. As the kite came bobbing towards them, Kirsty saw that a long piece of violet-coloured ribbon was tied to its tail. She helped...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?